Hey, welcome back to Central Radio. My name is Tone Banjo, and today we're on Pop Sessions with
Rashida from Accounting. Welcome to Central Radio, guys. Oh, welcome, everyone.
Welcome, Rashida.
How are you doing?
Very, very well.
Right.
And you have Nancy over here. Welcome, guys. Welcome.
Hi, Nana. Welcome.
I'm good. Well, they call me
Bola
on the radio.
Bola on the radio.
A legacy.
Bola on the radio.
Oh, hi, everyone. My name is Yinka. Welcome to the show.
Wow. Welcome, Yinka.
Hey, guys. My name is Laji Mapiaku, also a presenter here at Pop Central. Hello.
Hi, Laji.
Hi, guys. It's Atiomo Jerry or At J, and we are live on Central Radio.
Yes, welcome, guys. Are. Welcome. Okay, guys. So straight to the topic. So recently, we've noticed an increasing number of people dropping comments like, come and do giveaway, baba do giveaway, particularly during the COVID-19 period. We realized that many celebrities were asking people to drop their account numbers, and you'll see these tweets get over 10K retweets in only 5 seconds. Account numbers from Zenith to GTB and Access Bank everywhere. So, guys, well, now we're going to be talking about what is the impact of giveaway in pop culture at the moment. And we'll start with, do you think an average Nigerian is entitled? Let's start with you, Ati.
Why are they always starting with me?
Yes, an average Nigerian, yes, is entitled. I mean, we have different ways that we exhibit our entitlement, but an average Nigerian is entitled.
Okay. Laju?
I'm actually going to grill Ati on this. The average Nigerian kind of does feel a large sense of entitlement to things that I don't even understand why. In different areas, that just doesn't make sense sometimes. But yeah, that's kind of how it is.
Can you give us an instance?
Let me see. One, like you said, the giveaway thing on Instagram. Two, to some people, it's always a case of, don't you know how old I am? You're supposed to respect me. That's another giveaway that I really don't understand sometimes.
Okay. Okay, so Yinka, what are your thoughts? Is an average Nigerian entitled? And can you give us an instance, if yes or if no?
Okay, so as usual, I like to just take it back to probably what it means to be entitled in the first place. And being entitled, at the end of the day, may not really be a completely very terrible thing or bad thing, depending on what context that's been used. You know, it simply alludes to your inherent, you know, belief in the fact that you deserve certain things and that you should have certain things, you know, and which I don't think is bad to feel that you should have certain things, you know, or you're supposed to be given certain things, you know. So, but then I understand the context in which it is being discussed right now is on the other side of having to work for stuff or actually having to put in work, you know. You feel, oh, if somebody else has this, then I can have that. Yeah, so I think it's not just Nigerians. I feel human beings can be generally very entitled, you know, and put it into proper perspective is when you look at it from the point of view of, okay, would you rather have things, you know, given to you, or would you work for things, or do you even have any respect for the work you put into what you do? You know, that's another, you know, but so I don't, you know, going beyond the questions, I'll stop here now.
Okay, thank you. So, Bola, what are your thoughts?
Is an average Nigerian entitled? That's the question.
Yes.
Right? I think every human being is entitled. There are certain things that we feel entitled to. Just like Inka said. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. But when it gets to a point where we overdo things, or if you feel entitled to something, and it depends on how you expect to get that thing. Do you want it handed to you? Do you want to work for it? Or does it become a goal for you, and you actually work towards getting it? So, speaking of entitlement, I think human beings are entitled.
Okay. Nana?
Okay, so I agree with Bola when she says, like, everybody feels like they're entitled, but it's how you want to get it. They have some people who just feel like, oh, I'm entitled to this, but I really don't have to put in much to get what I want. So they just feel like, oh,
Omo, this is my own. I'll just get it however I want to get it. I don't want to put in the work. So that's why I just feel.
Okay, Rash?
All right, so for me, entitlement is a national sport. In fact, international sport. Everyone's doing it. Everybody likes to be entitled. I'm going to answer the question. It's an average Nigerian entitlement. Yes, to bus fares, to being in public transportation, to insulting and blaming the government, and a bunch of other things. So maybe ours is a little heightened because of very obvious reasons, but we can be really entitled, annoyingly entitled, actually.
Okay, thank you guys. So essentially, entitlement is a human right. So you can say that you're entitled to having freedom of expression, freedom of movement. So you can be entitled to certain things. But the context is essentially entitled to things you particularly didn't work for when it comes to the giveaway culture and celebs sponsoring this vibe. So recently, I saw a very large increase in the use of the word come and do giveaway. So you can see this in an average celebs comment session. So what I did was I scoured through several celebrities in Nigeria, and you check their comment sessions. When they post a picture, people would already say, step on our necks, fry us, kill us by your dodo. I absolutely don't know what that means. But of course, you would see certain people dropping things like, click on my music, come and buy my market, click on this to come and do this. And it's absolutely not the spot for you to drop such comments. You will also see things like, oh, my child hasn't eaten 2 days ago. Or you see people like creating fake accounts to get free money. And it's been very incessant on Instagram and several social media platforms. So what are your thoughts on that, yeah, that manner of giveaway? Yeah.
So I'm trying to understand the question.
So the question is, how often have you seen such comments, and what are your thoughts on such comments?
I think I saw one yesterday, like reading through comments. So I think everybody just wants to get things like the easy way most times. So this person is rich and they feel the person has money, or, you know, just basically we put so much pressure on celebrities and think they have all the money in the world. So, let me just drop my comments or something, maybe I would, but it's not the right spot, like you said. So basically, I don't think I have any serious thing to say about
it. Okay, so Laji,
how do I put this? So I have seen that whole come and do giveaway thing a lot this past week in so many different people's on pages, and it's been funny because most times you're wondering why why do you expect that I have the money to do these kind of things, or why do you expect them to have the money, money that they don't have useful to do these kinds of things? And I think it comes with, you know, what they're doing sometimes, you know, or what, or the pictures they see. Everyone thinks, oh, you know, you're living the lavish life, you know, money to spend, living in a big house, all that stuff. So they expect, oh yeah, you probably just have some money lying somewhere that you're not using, which in most cases is not really the case. Let's be honest. Every person you see that's actually living a supposed lavish life, except for a select few, are actually working hard, and the money they have, every little dime they have, has something it's useful. So there's no money that is not useful to them, you know. And then there's this thing my friends used to tell me before, your complexion, it looks like you have money. I'm like, eh? What? Where did that come from? You know, but there, people find different ways to constantly try and ask you, oh, come on, drop something for me. And it makes you wonder why, you know. But, and I realize it's because sometimes everybody just wants to quickly get something, even though they're doing something else. Oh, some people have jobs and they'll still tell you, oh, I got anything for boys. Boys are working.
You're working.
Like, yeah, let them pay you at the end of the month, same way they pay me. That kind of thing, you know, that's how it is. But I don't know.
Okay. Tinka? Oh, the question was, how often do you see these comments and what are your thoughts on them?
The comments or the post that they want to give away, which of them?
Oh, the actual comments. So these comments are usually dropped on normal random pictures, not even giveaway posts. So just random pictures, and someone comes and says, oh, my daughter hasn't.
Yeah, I see that all the time.
Those kind of thing. Like, and it even happens on our page too.
Yeah, on our page.
Yeah, on our page. I see that all the time. I mean, it's attention merchanting or whatever, if you want to put it that way. People see a page where there are a lot of people, and hopefully they can drop something there, and somebody will see it. I mean, so, yeah, I see it a lot.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, people need help. That's a fact. People need help. People need to be supported. People need to be. People need help, and sometimes they don't know where the help is going to come from, you know. But I'd say this speaks to a personal project of mine, which I think I'd shared with you at some point, and you know, and a couple of other people, yeah, you know. So, if you go back to maybe the Bible and stuff, it says that poor will always be in the land. Mm-hmm. There are people that will always have need, you know. And you know, some of these people have already run out of options with their family members. They have asked their families, and nobody's picking their calls again. Nobody's taking their text messages again. You know, so they just want to come out there and hope somebody. You know, I mean, like they say, human beings are inherently good people. We're not. We inherently want to do good stuff to other people. We're not. You don't wake up and want to do something bad. You don't wake up and think of the next car to bash or the next person to hit. No, you don't. You don't do that. You know, so that's why these people put these things there. And personal. Experience, there are a lot of people who come to you and ask for this and ask for that. Sometimes you give them, sometimes some people force you to give them. You know, I know of an experience where I used to give this guy some money and say, oh, my wife is this, my wife is that, my wife is this. And there was a day that I didn't even have a lot of money in my account, and I sent him some money and he said, oh, that money's not enough.
I'm sorry, what?
You're beggar, you have shoes.
Wow.
I don't know why you're surprised. That's a norm. Days, people telling you it's not enough, you know. And I said to you that, listen, guy, I split the money into two and I gave you one half, and that was the last time I ever gave you money. And I found out from another friend of mine who the guy had also been asking. So, and I've also had stories about people in WhatsApp groups, you know, who take money from people, especially from alumni groups and things like that. And these guys end up being richer than the guys that give them money. I mean, you have an alumni group of about 100 people. Probably 40 people give you 2K, 5K each. Listen, that's 200K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
You know, so, I mean, like what I said I'm working on is some type of system or a database software where people can log on and people can... Well, is this like an ad that I'm doing here?
Yeah, pretty much it is.
Yeah.
I might as well just do it. Anyway, so it's called Purple Givers, and simply it's about you being able to register beneficiaries, you know, to the platform, you know, and you are a sponsor. So for everyone sitting on this table, you know one person or the other that needs some money, and that's the truth, you know. But then some people need this money, but they don't want to identify that they need the money. No. If you're going to be taking money out of somebody else's sweat, then you better do whatever the person wants you to do, or, you know, accept, you know. So pretty much you can look around your neighborhood and say, Wale, John, this, you know, they probably need 5K a day to do this. You register them. Then other people register, people like that too. Then the community, you know, comes together to sponsor all of these people over a period, you know, because it's a norm. Everybody gets asked for money. I mean, somebody looks at you and expects that you have that money. Sometimes the people will think are rich are not as rich as they think they are. Oftentimes, even wealthy people are not liquid. Oftentimes they're not liquid, but people just expect that, oh, you have that money. But you see, the problem is that some people have turned this thing into a job. It's already a vocation, and it's something they get away with. It's something they live by, and they make much more money doing that. Imagine someone, 20 people can give you 3K, 4K. In a month, you probably make maybe 100 or 150K. Then how many people are making 150K from their salaries? And they're putting in work, they're putting in their mind, they're putting in, they're waking up early, they're going home late, they're doing all of that. You know, so yeah, I think the handout mentality is very prime, you know, with that example.
Okay, thank you. Voila on the radio.
Please remind me.
Okay, so have you seen such comments, those comments you see on the pages?
See them every day.
What are your thoughts?
And it's not just on celebrity pages, actually. You also find them on brand pages, and you also find, especially on sponsored posts. Once you see that someone is sponsoring a post, either it's an individual or a brand or whatnot, they quickly go and type there so that as it's going far, they are trying to gather the impressions and gather the numbers.
They go with it.
And what I see with that is they're just trying to spread their word as much as possible and hopefully find help somewhere. So I think there are two types of people. The people who do that, put in sponsored posts, and the people who hound celebrities or people that they think they have. Like, I've gotten a DM from a very random a random DM before asking for money. And you know, some people even do it giving ultimatums.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait.
Yeah, like it's interesting. But like Inka said, I think it actually does take a lot to ask for help, especially financial help when it comes to things like this. But there are also people who have mastered the craft. Maybe at the beginning it's difficult. Then once they see that, okay, this can become a business. I mean, there was a guy, there was a time before, was it before social media or even with a group of people that are not in social media, you find out that you go to the malls and you find people begging you for money, asking you to buy CDs by force, or asking you to... I mean, there was a couple that we saw one time at one of the malls on the mainland, and it turns out that they've been doing that around, and some people identified them and said it's a lie. You know, there was a day that right before our eyes, we were driving through Ojota, and there was this crippled guy. You know, those people who go between traffic, mm-hmm. and they are like on a slit with a tire, and they are begging for money. Next thing, we just saw one guy stay beating the life out of this guy. We're still wondering, why is this guy beating the crippled guy? Next thing, the guy stood up, carried his stuff, and ran away. So, it's... We're just seeing this on social media, right? Social media is amplifying it, but it's a norm. People do what they need to do to make ends meet, right? And some people have found their path from begging. So there are some people who are professional beggars. And what they're just seeking to do is to appeal to your emotions. Hopefully somebody will empathize with them and be of help. So what I really have to say about that is, if you feel led to help, I think you should just do it. It doesn't matter whether the person is saying the truth or not. Because how many people do you want to verify? And when you give, you're giving out of the fact that you were moved to give. Now, I don't know about... I think anybody will be turned off if... I mean, like the person Inka talked about saying it's not enough. I've experienced that before. That's a major sense of entitlement. And it even goes beyond the person that you're giving saying it's not enough. I mean, amongst ourselves, sometimes. There was a time we were trying to do a giveaway as an organization, Redbox, back then. And we're thinking of, oh, what do we give people? You know, this... I wanted to do a campaign, and I remember it came up and they said, oh no, if we're going to give cash, it has to be from like maybe 5k or 10k up. I mean, people will not appreciate it, people will not do this. And I'm like, the entire system is already so broken down that you now measure a gift that I give you from my heart. I have to give you what I can afford. So if we're looking to give 100 people something, so I have to give 100 people 100K each for it to be appreciated. Like, you have a problem if you don't appreciate it. I'm going to give a quick story. There was a... in traffic one day, one of our ex-staffs was talking about it. And, I mean, we're coming from a meeting and she was gisting that... That's how Sound Sultan was driving one day. And a guy, you know those guys that clean the windshield and all that, was begging for money. So I think, you know how you can just look around, maybe your car, maybe what he was able to find was probably maybe something like 100 naira or something, and hand it to the guy. Then the guy realized that, oh, that Sound Sultan. And stare yabbing him and all that. Now, I was in there. This lady was gisting me, and she kept going on like, out of everything, how God has blessed him. If it's me, I'd rather not give. I'd rather not give than to give that kind of money. And that day I looked at her, I'm like, this says a lot. Like, what do you know that the guy is going through at the time? Even if he has 1 million in his account, is he to go to the bank first, go withdraw what you think he should be giving out of his 1 million? Then go back to traffic and go and look for the guy. There are so many times that some people might be crazy rich, but they're not liquid. they don't have, what I mean by liquid is they don't have that money in cash. There are so many times, I know how many times I've come into his office and I'm looking for 1,000 naira about. Like, who has 1K? Who has 1K? Nana, how many times have I collected 1K from you? Like, it happens all the time. But, you know, people don't have this understanding. Now, once they think you are within a space, I read an article one time of some guy who had just gotten an investment into his company, a VC investment. And he's like, the way people come at him right now is as if they think when they wake up around money. Like, they have bills of money all around them. So I think a lot of this thing has to do with ignorance. And I think most importantly, for us as individuals, we should do what we're led to do. If you're led to help, help. Don't be moved by the reaction or the behavior of the person. And if you don't feel led, please don't feel bad about not helping. Like, it's okay not to have, it's okay not to give. And when you feel like you want to give, please feel free to give.
Thank you. Nana?
Okay. So, I agree with what Yinka says, that the Bible said there's always going to be the poor. Like, you're going to have poor amongst you. But my issue is when you see people, like, they're just, like, on the streets. You see somebody who's like, ah, give me money now, give me money. And you're like, why should I give you money? Like, you're a youth, you should be doing something. And they just feel like, ah, auntie, no one give money, don't worry, I could show you now. And my man, I'm like, why? Like, why should I give? It was rampant during the lockdown. Like, a lot of guys on the street. So at the point, I had to stop coming now because I'm like, okay, this one you're saying you're going to show me. What's going to happen?
It was my own money.
And I was like, no, at one point in time, I was like, I don't have money to give. You see this money I'm looking for? Me, Seth, I'm looking for the money. Both of us were both lookies. So let's go be looking. Let's go be looking for the money right now. So that's my issue with the fact where they have this entitlement. And also when you help somebody for the first time. Like, so you know when you go to, like, places like Yonoba, you have all these little kids that are there. So their parents send them out to start touching and, like, auntie, come and give me. Sometimes you're moved by, oh, these are kids and they're out there. So the moment you just give one, is that if you have
open the Pandora's box.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Oh, they will now start coming and they will now start touching you. And sometimes it can be very irritating when they are touching you and everything. And their parents are just there sitting down. It's like, bamboo, they work. You're sending your children out there to go and be looking for exactly. So I don't feel like that is actually nice when these mothers do that. It's not better you yourself go and beg and your kids stay there, because you don't know in the process of your kids begging
or crossing the road to go and collect money.
Exactly. You never can tell the guy who's just, oh, so you have plenty kids like this, okay, money rich at that set, go just bring the money and be giving to them. At night you wake up, you won't find your children there, you'll be wondering what happened. Like, is the truth?
Too much Nigerian movies.
You know, like, Nollywood classic.
Okay. Rash, what's up?
Okay, so my own would be an instance. We went to buy food around here in Lekki, and two boys were asking for, for any car that parks, they would ask the person. So a lady had just given one of them money, and that one left. And then he came back again to me, and I gave him 100 naira. And for some reason, I don't know why, he felt that 100 naira would just be for him. Like, he would not have to split it with the other person. That's how he now sent his brother. His brother asked him. He now sent his brother. He now pointed at the car. Go and meet him. I'm like, which bank did you employ? And that one really came and knocked on the car and said, I said, like, no. From here. And he went there to go and, you know, and they were arguing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just how it is with anybody who looks maybe fancy or has anything that's wealth attributed to their name. Everybody just feel like you should be able to give back to society. Maybe not give back to society. I don't know what that means, but everybody just feels some sort of entitlement or so at least spare something at least to Juliet.
Yeah.
Even if it's
Just a little. Okay. I feel to a very large extent it's because many Nigerians are actually very poor and maybe live below $1 a day. And I know, like, there are very many, like, many young people don't have opportunities to start working. You have children as young as 12, 13 on the road without your parents hustling and looking for something to make out of their lives. So you see them on the road at a restaurant asking you to drop money. There was one time I was around my area and I wanted to buy food from a restaurant. And I saw this boy, he was crying in front of a restaurant. And it caught my attention. I was like, why is this boy crying? And he was like, ah, I don't get papa, I don't get mama, I never eat so, I never chop. Auntie, please, drop something. I was just like, I didn't know, I was so overwhelmed. I just gave him my food and my money.
Wow.
And I left. Because I was just wondering how would someone like this would probably like, when he gets the opportunity, just kill himself because he would be very overwhelmed. So I get the point that many people don't particularly have so much. And when you have, it's always very advisable to give. But okay, moving on to other conversations. I saw something recently, or I think last year, DJ Copy got backlash on Twitter for supposedly not doing giveaways for our fans. A certain person called her out on Twitter and said that, look at your mates. All your mates are doing giveaway. DJ Copy, when are you going to do the giveaway? That's why we don't listen to your music. So I was all like, how does doing giveaway attribute the value you add to your craft? And it really didn't make any sense. And another Nigerian actress came out on Instagram and talked about how she's not supposedly in Nollywood because she doesn't do giveaway. And it made absolutely no sense. I couldn't attribute Nollywood as a brand or the music industry as a brand and giveaway. So what are your thoughts on that?
Like you said, lots of people in Nigeria are poor. Because it's the other way around in other countries where you have to give the celebrity, like you'll be giving the celebrity gifts. The celebrity will be thinking, ah, my house go down for you. And you cannot say you would not collect it.
What's
his
name?
So,
yeah.
So apart from that, apart from him, like it's just a general thing with them. So a lot of people think that because like she's Otedola's daughter, so she has to give. And who says she does not have a foundation that is given to real poor people that are living in areas that they don't have good water? Like,
true.
Who says? So, because for you to be able to come on Twitter, it means you have money to buy data. You have 1,000 naira. That means you are living, I think, above $1. So, why was your business with if she's giving or not? I think we just have this sense of, this person just has to give because the person is doing this. And it comes down to, I don't know how a lot of people train their children, but you are not entitled to anything. I think for me, while growing up, even if it's 10 naira, that's mainly for my mommy's change, I would drop it. And if I want to pick it, I'll say I want to pick it. So that way you train yourself not to feel entitled, even if you're not giving something. So I think it's a general thing that we should all know that we should not expect anything from anybody. You get something from somebody, be thankful. Say, thank you, I am very grateful, even if it's 100 naira. Because it means that maybe when you meet a family member, and the family member is trying to give you something, maybe the person gives you 200 that they have. You will say, and that woman is giving me 200. Does she know the level I am? Do you get? So it's just a lot of, it's understanding and at the same time, ignorance about another person's thing. So it's everybody's choice to give. Like Bola said, if you're led to give, please give. If you're not led to give, don't give. There are some people who just say, and I'll not feel like giving. There's some people just here feel like I should give everything I have to this person. So that's like
adding to what Ati just said now, it just took me back to when I feel like those kids that always have this entitlement stuff, when they get to meet people who can, if they want to go and ask for financial help, I feel like those kind of people can actually deny their parents or snub them.
Yes.
They can.
Yes. There was a certain celebrity that was going through the normal Lekki toll gate here. And you know those days that maybe you have your ATM card, it was late at night, and you know you're going for an event and you can only use your card and you don't really need cash. And he looked in his car, probably 1,000. That one will take me through the toll gate and bring me back. Mm. So when he paid and gave the girl the money after doing all of that, he was expecting his change. She was shy, reluctant. And this particular person is a very calm person. Like, you can never even see him raise his voice. So the girl gave the guy the change, and as he was about winding up, and she said, "I want push it," in Yoruba, I've forgotten what it means in English. And I'm like, like the guy legit wind down and said, "What did you just?" And she repeated herself. So he came down, got angry, and was like, "What do you mean by that?" And the funny thing is, every other person on that room, I think she was new working there, always collects money from him. Like, he would not even ask for the change; he would just say, "You will let it go." So that was how some people made a video about it and all of that. Can you imagine? You're receiving your salary regularly. you are collecting tips like back to back as you're seated. So because this particular person just didn't have money that day, he's now akushe. Money you did not sweat for. So I think it just goes back to understanding and ignorance and how the society is.
I mean, okay, one thing I'll say is this. And this may seem like a weird thing, but I'm actually really thankful to my folks for this. One of the things my mom constantly taught me is that somebody else's money does not have your name on it,
yeah.
which means your hand should not touch it. That's what my mom used to teach me. And the way she does it is, one of the things she told me is, someone can give you their card right now, tell you, Elijah, please get me this. At this point in time, the person does not say, oh, get yourself something too. Elijah, you are not entitled to a single kobo of that person's money. That is how I grew up. And in that sense of growing up, one of the things I learned is, even if someone gives me money now, or someone says, oh, Elijah, have this, or just, someone just randomly sends me anything and I don't know what's going on, I'm likely to send it back to the person. Because one of the things I always think to myself is, this is somebody else's money. This is money they've worked for, they've sweat for. They've had moments where they don't want to literally wake up, but they're like, no, I have to go and do this. And if the person just gives randomly, one of the things I also think about is, yes, fine, the person was moved to give, but if I didn't ask for it, I'm not entitled to it. If the person hasn't said, you can have this, I have no entitlement to it. That little bit of training is what I grew up with, but not many people have that. Not many people understand the meaning of the word. Not many people have this understanding of, this is not yours. If you have not worked for it, if you have not worked for it, you do not deserve it. My mother wouldn't give you 3 pieces of chicken unless you've done something good. That's the way. No, honestly, it sounds silly, but it's those little things, you know? Or you did something bad at school, there's a punishment for it. You did something good, there's reward for it. That's how it was. That's how it's always been. It's the same thing with people who just come. On my street, the last time I remember, I went to wash my car, and the guys who are at the car lot are like, after washing the car, I paid for them to wash my car. Then as I say, anything for boys, just drop something on top of the money. I'm like, I'm confused. Now, mind you, this is someone that's very close to my house. So for the first 2 months of being there, I already kind of had a statistics of how many cars they can wash. On a weekend, these people can wash like 40 cars. And doing a simple outside car wash is already 1,000 naira. Doing inside and out, 3,500. So we're talking, these people make a lot of money. And it's not someone else that owns it. They run it themselves. They wash the cars. They do everything. From about 7 o'clock in the morning till 6. They're constantly there. Now, if I was moved to give them, that's different. But I'll get me off and I'm like, I don't have it. Like, I'll look at you now. Big boy, like, you know how you could get. I'm like, how far? At this point in time, I had to switch from talking proper English, saying, oh, God, see, you also wait, they also had the hustle I'm to offer. Because it was not becoming a backup. I was like, okay, you said, drop money for boys, you know. So I was like, I know, get. I'm like, if you know, get, how I go get. What I'm doing, I have to plan everything I have according to what I do. You can't expect that I have money that I'm just going to have lying around. There is no such thing as that. You know, and this thing goes, even my little cousins now, I remember one of my younger cousins, he's just turned 16. I went to his house and this is when Fortnite was going all over the place, and he's a massive Fortnite addict, I'll call it that. And he came up to me, he's like, Ladri, you're using a Samsung Galaxy. I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, great. I want to use your phone because your phone has a Fortnite skin. I'm like, I don't even know about that. It's like, yeah, it's just $10, you know, just drop $10. I'm like, Dad, cannot say, what's wrong with you? Why am I dropping $10 for you for a game that I don't even have any idea of? You know, those kind of things. And he's like, nah, I'm gonna know your cousin. I'm like, boy, get yourself out of my sight. You know, and it irked me. I actually had to tell his dad, I'm like, yo, what is going on? His dad had to talk to him and tell him, look, it's a different thing if Lajo wants to gift you that $10. But you asking him for it when you have not worked for it, all you have done is sit down and play games, is wrong. It doesn't rub people off the right way. Because you're from a well-to-do home. If he asked his dad would give him. If he asked his mom would give him. But the fact is you haven't done anything that deserves it, so why ask for it? You know, and he's just an example of a few people who do these kind of things. And it makes you wonder, like, okay, people coming at DJ Copy and saying, you're from a $10 house, now this is, you don't know, what if Copy is also having some financial problems? Be it
which is very possible.
Be it as it may, her daddy may be a billionaire. But daddy's billions is not her billions. Daddy's money is not her money. Daddy's money is his money. At the end of the day, whose money is it? It's Otedola. It's Otedola's money. Not DJ. Not copy Otedola. Her daddy, Femi Otedola. So that means if Femi Otedola says I don't want her to take a dime, she cannot have a dime. Her money is hard-earned money. She's a DJ. Fine, her dad maybe sponsored a few things in the past, but it's her money. She's a DJ. She knows what she's spending it on and what she's planned for it. A lot of times, people don't understand that most people who seem to move around a lot have plans. And a lot of times, dropping extra money may not be involved in the plans. Hence, like Bola said, sometimes you might be rich, but you might not be liquid. Because there's a large number of things you have planned out. There's a large number of things you want to put out. Money might not easily just... Money cannot drop out of your hand like that. So when people start to ask, it kind of rubs you off. Sometimes it can rub you off the wrong way. Especially when you see someone who is learned, very young, who's young enough, learned and actually has potential, suddenly come up to you and is like, I just drop like, you know, 20K. Eh? The story I remember someone telling me was, a friend was this lady, she told me that one person, there was a time someone called her, middle of the night, random phone call, she didn't know what. I need money. Just can you give me anything? I need money. She's like, okay, what's going on? She thought it was an emergency. Oh, I just need like 5K for data. Ntorikini. She said, Ntorikini, for what? I'll give you 200 naira. You can go and do your data. You can't dictate to a person you're asking something for how much you want to get if you have not going to do anything to get it. So you just come on to me. Oh, give me 25K. Why? To be honest, I'm very logical about it. What have you done? What do you... Okay, you want 25K. Can you do this, and this? And I'll get... And that's 25K. I'll drop for you. Because a lot of times, that's how it is. It's reward. It's work for reward. That's the way I've seen it. So all these people that come and bash copy about, oh, she didn't give away, that's their problem. Go and bash your bash. Sha doesn't affect her earnings. She'll earn her money, but she knows what she's planning with her money. You're not involved in the planning. You're not involved in the earning. So leave her alone. What it all? That's the truth.
Okay. So Yinka, you've been in this industry for a very long time. So I was wondering, is there a relationship between celebrities? So I wanted to know, is there a relationship between an artist or an actor or talent doing giveaway and blowing? Because I've seen that many young artists that are new on the block jump on this bandwagon and they do, oh, this giveaway, I'm giving my fans. And you just see their followers skyrocket from maybe 200 to 2 million in one day because everybody wants to get something from them. So people attributing giveaways to success in a certain industry, is there any link?
Thanks for clarifying what industry that is. Yeah. Okay, so you see, a lot of things. I really can't tell if giveaway is what has made people what they are. I start from some very obvious people. Take a Don Jazzy, for instance. Don Jazzy was very big on recharge cards and so on, and very early on, Don Jazzy became one of the biggest names of social media, and perhaps it's because of the giveaway, 500 naira recharge, 200 naira, 1K, all of that, you know. But I remember then, I think I saw a message from the band or something about him saying it's into all of that, you know. I'm not sure they're very cool then, you know. So anyway, there's Don Jazzy with that, which was like many years back. In recent times, there's the Davido, who does the obituary, you know, giveaway and just change your life, you know, type of situation, you know, and that's there. Before the artists, brands did giveaways, brands did rewards. Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola said, you open the bottle, cool. Under it, there's something under it, you know, and you win something. And people did a lot of that. I mean, MTN said, you buy one, you get one free. You know, everybody had always capitalized on, you know, the need for freebies. So it's called freebies anyway. Mm-hmm. And so which is why I say it's not Nigeria. Even online, when Google started, all the sites, you know, you see, win this free shirt. I don't think that thing is online
anymore. No, I don't think so anymore.
Yeah. Not sure. Now, if it's online, it's most likely a scam.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, if after us, whatever clicks, you know, even we hear from telecom companies, we get the text messages and... we see things like, oh, Yinka or Bibi, you're now the winner of 10 million naira. Text this and text that to get this.
Hallelujah.
Terms and conditions apply.
As well, you understand.
Yeah, terms and conditions apply.
Ati, you got to
T's and C's. I've seen it too. T's and C's applied.
So, you see, at the end of the day, let us first of all look at it from this point of view. Free money. You know, everyone, almost everyone wants something.
Free money, money, money.
Exactly. And you see, if you look at the way we are too, if I ask you on this table, how many of you have actually won something from a raffle draw?
I have.
I don't think I'm that lucky.
I've been that lucky.
I've tried and I've gotten tired.
Who else has won something? Laji, you
have? Yes.
Bola, have you won? Okay, let me ask a question like this. Who here regularly gets to win stuff? You know, from has won a couple of times from free money somewhere.
Not
somebody
free money.
Has just seen you and just say, take this thing.
Well, not free money, but yeah.
I don't have the head.
You know, so, I mean, but then you find out that there's some people who don't win these things. Yeah. You know, and so there are two kinds of people. Some people who always get to win those kind of things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that the people that don't get to win those things are not favored. It just means that freebies is not really a thing for them. It's not something they... And it's better they face their work, their hustle. Now, there are some people in the middle who are just lazy, who believe that because they work for Laju, I should win it too. Mm-hmm. I have never won more than a free drink under a Coca-Cola.
You won't want free drink.
Mine was Magnum ice cream. Finish taking it and you see, winner. Exactly. One more. That was it.
Exactly. You know, and you see, it's some type of gambling. You know, it's some type of gambling and all of that. But then, let's go back away from the free money also. Let's go to perception, right? Sometimes these things are based on perception and at some point it's some type of exchange, you know, at the end of the day. And that exchange is what people call clout chasing. You know, for a lot of people, they give out things just so that, you know, they see that they're giving out things and it gives them some type of goodwill. So right in the middle of business and in the crux of what business is, you know, those things exist. A business sometimes has to chase goodwill, right? A business has to chase the perception of being the good guy, the good business that helps people. You know, and you know, and somewhere around the goodwill is where you find CSR. You know, corporate social responsibilities and so on. And you see, when you give some of these things, also in terms of the way the government is set up, you can get tax breaks. You know, you can get concessions. You can get this. You can get that because the government knows they cannot take care of everyone. You know, so if we put all of this together, we'll understand where it's coming from, and we'll see how deeply rooted, you know, these things are, you know. So, for instance, also, I'd like to probably not blame the politicians or anything, but, with the advent of the politicians or perhaps the Yahoo boys and so on, you find out that some people seem to live beyond a certain type of means, you know, that you expect them to, you know, and because just like them, you're also working, but you can afford that car, you know, just like them, you're working, you can afford that trip. Kind of, and you know, sometimes the life is crazily lavish, you know, and you want a part of that life, or you want to live like that, and that's why you see when young women, you know, who decide to now do things in exchange for the iPhone, you know, and you see young men who decide to take up arms and rob, you know, two different things from two different ends of it, you know. So at the end of the day, there are people. There are artists who have used their philanthropist nature, you know, to gain goodwill, right, and also to gain some clout, you know. But if you see, a lot of things these days are being interpreted in different ways. Instead of people saying goodwill, they say clout. You know, you get what I mean. But you see, at the end of the day, you find out that people don't really believe. They don't believe you anyway. They don't believe you. Because you go out there, you try to give them something, you think they're your loyalists, you think they're your fans. No, they're not your fans. They're in it for what they're going to get. And half the time, they also don't think you deserve to have what you have.
That is true.
You know, that's another thing. They don't think you should have what you have. And because nobody is in everybody's bank account, nobody's in everybody's hustle, you don't know who has it legitimately or who doesn't have it legitimately. And one of the things that happens is that the state of the country right now, which is why, to an extent, it really doesn't matter how you get the money to a lot of people. You know, it's a country where a politician can be disgraced today, and if he drives into your neighborhood with a
Exactly.
Exactly, you know. I mean, and the examples are endless, and how you can probably hire policemen, you know, to follow you around and all of those things. I mean, I would not say that for a business person or whatever, if you feel there's a need for some type of security, that you should not, you know, but these are the things we're talking about, you know, and it's around us everywhere. You know, and there's no, and you see, it goes back to the fact that people are hungry. People do not have enough to do in terms of jobs. If you say they're not employable, did they get enough education to be employable? Those are other questions you want to ask. But going back to your point, it's a problem, you know, because both ways, it's a type of exchange. Some artists will get away with it. Some people are doing giveaway and their followers are not increasing. Yeah. No, but that's a fact. Some people are doing giveaway and nothing is happening. They haven't blown. You know? So, and also the sense of it that everybody wants to be a musician. I mean, go back again and let's go back to the talent shows. Talent shows for music give more than science shows.
That is true.
Spelling these, you know. So the question is, as a society, where are we saying our priorities lie? Even here as a business, we tried to support a tech company recently, and I mean, what came out of it really? But now we're doing Sing to the Bank, everybody's coming to sing. You know, so there is a line of least resistance each time when people set out to do things. So yeah, if Don Jazzy wasn't as talented as he is, perhaps all the recharge cards wouldn't have gotten anywhere. But first of all, Don Jazzy is talented. I don't know if you saw his post recently where he was drumming. And that guy, he knows his stuff. I mean, Davido sings great. I mean, I won't say sings great in that sense, but Davido can make good music. Yeah, no, I mean, I will not categorize Davido as a singer. You know, no, I feel that guy is going to be here for another 20 years. Maybe not even an entertainer. He can put stuff together and he understands his music in the way that he makes it. And I think he's going to be around for much longer than people think he will be. You know, but that you would give 100K to your gate man has it builds some type of loyalty. Yeah, it does build some type of loyalty. It's like a buy-in. You know, you buy somebody.
So you're buying someone's loyalty. You know?
So the question now asks also that, what has the person done, according to Laju, for you to give that thing to them? Which is why we say at Pop Central, we believe in rewards. You have to do something to get something. And that's how life really works. So irrespective of what you see on social media, it doesn't matter. Give away as much as possible. You don't have talent, you're not going to blow anywhere. You're not going to go anywhere. People are going to love your music because it's probably the right time. Maybe not because it's the best music, but it's the right time. It connects to them. It resonates to them. You know.
And the universe is
on your side. Universe is ready to connect with you.
Yes.
That's, you know,
Bala, you already started with the universe is on your side.
So, we've all said a lot. First, I think our entire value system has gone to drain.
Oof.
I mean, that's where it starts from. There's a story that will never leave me. I was pregnant with my first child, and I went to the hospital, you know, antenatal. There were a couple of moms there as well. This was like 10 years ago. And there was this little girl. I think she must have been 2 or something at the time. So then I used to eat a lot of cheese balls. So I had cheese balls with me. And this girl was sitting across me, opposite me with her mom. And she kept staring at me, like, you know how when kids want something, they just keep staring.
She kept staring at me.
Then she came to me. I had more, right? Then she came to me and she came to stand by my side. You know that whole auntie give me type of. And the mother was there looking at her. Then I gave her part of it. She took it. She went back to her mom, then came back and stayed with me again. Then I now handed her the rest of it. But I kept looking at the mother, like, because it was so, the mother should have cautioned her long before that time. So I kept thinking, what kind of girl would this girl grow up to be, where she feels like, oh, I mean, whatever you see anyone having, you can just have. I mean, there are lots of memes on social media about African parents. They talk to you with the eyes, not because you can't have it, but you can't be that kid that you're just interested in every other thing that everybody else has, you know. And sometimes, even when you are given, you should also learn to say no. Even if you're hungry, even if you need it, there are times you go out with your parents and you're so hungry, you go to somebody's house, they offer you Fanta. God bless you, take it.
Those eyes will tell the world everything.
Now,
you just look
what are they trying to teach us? It's just self-control. Sometimes the fact that you need something or you feel you need it desperately, if you don't have it, it's not the end of the world. It won't kill you. And I think that's the part of our value system that is waiting or fading out. So, you know, this giveaway mentality, it's not just on social media. I mean, look at the government. Look at what is stomach infrastructure? when you're in an environment where the only thing that is perceived you get from your politicians or you get from your leaders are the things that they give to you or they hand out to you when they want to win an election, then the problem starts. Yeah. Now, it's also perceived that they take it all, right, and they leave nothing to you. So the sense also is that, I mean, like Inka said, for some people in this environment, it's like, just get rich anyhow, however you can, because that's what we're pushing. He gave the example of, singing talent shows, or, I mean, look at Big Brother. Mm-hmm. You sit in the house for how many days, and you get
90 days.
And there's this other, yes, there's the other one.
It's 25 exactly million, but 60 million, but 60 million worth in total. And you do something that is intellectual.
Spelling bee.
They're giving you 100K. What do we place value on as a people? Our government, what do they place value on as a people? These things were cultured into this act. Now, there are people who have excesses that have not been cut short. For example, the little girl I gave an example of. It's okay for you to have those excesses, but at that point, that's a prime time to begin to teach that child that, hey, stop it. That girl's excess was not corrected at that time. Think of it. What type of child does that girl grow up to become? Right?
The one that's never content with what she has.
Exactly. And she always wants. And the moment you get what you think you want, then you realize it's not enough. You want something else. So where does it stop? Now, those people with excesses, it gets to a point where they're unable to control themselves, and they do anything to get that thing that they think they need. I'll give an example. We were driving through one day, and I think, Inka, you might need to help me with this story. We're driving through one day, and you know how you wind down your glass and you try to give those boys on the road some money? Mm-hmm. And so imagine I had, say, 100 naira and 5 naira. So let's assume that I had 100 naira and 50 naira, for example. So I now try to, I'm still holding the 100 naira. So I just collected change. I'm still holding the 100 naira and I'm trying to give somebody 50 naira. And this guy grabs, he sees I'm trying to give him the 50 naira. Mm-hmm. Then he grabs the whole thing from your hand. So what's that? I'm trying to, you begged for money, I'm trying to give you some money, then he stole. That's not being smart.
See,
the fact that I also think that's also one of the problems. When we try to we diminish the actual action when we give it a different name. That boy stole from me. He was stealing. I just saw on Instagram now where somebody said, Yahoo is not hustle. You're a thief. Let's call it what it is. Yes, it's bad. Everybody thinks, oh, it's bad to steal, right? But I be Yahoo boy, I know they steal.
Actually, yeah.
Now, hustle are they hustle. Are they
so, keep it. I think in the
but
first
that's
place,
because we've given it a different name. So we've reduced the weight of whatever it is that people are doing per time. And I mean, we can also look back at even things that we do sometimes. You know, this mentality or this giveaway mentality, it's not just in money. It's not just in... I read something from my aunt recently. She posted, I think it was on Father's Day, she posted a picture of her dad, who's my grandfather, and she told a story. She said she remembers one time her father called her. She was in secondary school at the time, and her father gave her school fees, pocket money, this, that, money for provisions and all of that. And she was so happy, right? So she decided to pack all of grandpa's clothes, grandma's clothes. She packed everybody's clothes and sat down and washed, you know, the next day. And the next day, her dad called her and said, hey, that money that she needs to bring you to, that there's a particular note he's looking for, that she should bring all those monies, that he needs to check the notes. That's how grandpa collected the money and told her to go and call her mother. She called her mother and said, hey, she's not going to school again. She has decided that she's going to start washing clothes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
She's not going to school again. That's how she said crying. She had to beg. She didn't understand what was going on. Till the father told her that, since you have decided to be an ingrate, so you collected money yesterday, you didn't know to come and say thank you for what I did for you yesterday. Not even thank you at the time. She said thank you. You know, you hand something to someone, the person says thank you. Then her father was expecting her to come back the next day. So she didn't do that. For her, she felt washing clothes and all of that was thank you enough. Right? So she was like, that lesson will never leave her. That it took the entire village to beg her father for him to give her that money back for her to go to school. Now, she learned to be grateful. It doesn't matter what somebody gives to you. But you know, we have a generation now who thinks for you what you should extend to them. What I have even given you, not asked, even if you asked for it, you've not worked for it, it's not, you should first of all say thank you. Not even say thank you at that time. Come back again and say thank you. Now, there's a boy that I came across when our office was in Maryland. This guy, one of these guys I used to wash windscreen. I don't know what happened that day. I was probably just in a happy mood. I think I probably gave him 500 naira. Till today. It's more than 7 years, right?
Wow.
Till today.
He still says thank you.
If I drive through that place, till today. 7 years later, up to a point that, I mean, after that time, if we're in traffic, he leaves whatever he's doing, he'll come and clean the glass. Sometimes I give him something, sometimes I don't give him something. There was a time that we're doing something in the office and we're looking for boys around to reach out to him. Come, let's give you something, let's give you money. Let's, you know, now that's a. There was a day I got talking to him that, why are you doing this? He said, he's just looking for money to go to school. He's looking for this. At times where I could help, I give him some money, I give him this. But you know, we now have a generation of people whose mouths, Seth, are so heavy to even say thank you. Sorry, when they receive something.
Let me just come in there. I don't think it's a generation that we have. I think we have a people, you know, because it's always been like this, and it will always be the same way. It's like when we say, oh, men are raping women, or rapists. I believe there are men and there are rapists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're two different people. You know, they're not the same thing. So, you've always had ingrates.
Mm.
You've always, even with your friends who are in primary school, mm-hmm. secondary school, true. Boarding house, you just knew those ingrates. Who, when you were like, hey, so what did you not give me now? Is it not just you see, mm-hmm. and you see, those kind of people, it goes a long way, even with them in life.
Mm.
You know, it goes a long, long, long way even with them in life because they never see what you do. They Absolutely. Never see what they get. In fact, it's like they're helping you by taking what you give them.
Oh, wow.
You know, but then there's also a small bridge beyond that. There are people who feel you owe them everything they do in their life.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? There are people who feel, I mean, somebody introduced it to someone. Yeah, thank you. That's great. And but some people just feel they want to lock that over your head forever.
Mm-hmm. I picked you from the gutter.
Yes.
So you see words like that. That's just.
Yeah. So I've heard those kind of words a lot from people who look at somebody who's doing well and say, oh, "I made that guy."
If not for me.
If not for me, the guy won't be there.
Mm.
I made that guy. You know. And also people who feel there is a recipe or there's a formula to making people.
Mm.
You get. So I'll give you an example. My job requires me to give people chances and opportunities every day. And I met loads who don't think it's an opportunity. Right? And way back, I used to chill and like, oh, maybe they will get it. Now I don't chill again. If you don't get it, I'll send you out. Now, it doesn't matter. Your opportunity, your breakthrough in life may not be through me. Go and look for somebody else.
Mm.
Do you get it? There's no point. Let's just everybody move on. Because at the end of the day, it's a business. You know, and it's both ways. I mean, till today, there is not a single employer that I'd worked for that we're not in touch, that we don't talk. In fact, my immediate employer, we still talked yesterday. In fact, the conversation that we had yesterday or the first day was about some other person who had worked for him for years, who now wanted to work with me. And the person came to me and I said, "Person, so, okay, fine." And I went back to my, Ross, this guy, he says he used to work with you. Is it true? Do you know him? What do you know about him? What do you this? What do you that? Did you get? Now, you don't... I'm not taking lightly what I've gotten from that employer and through the period that I was with him. And I feel I even still owe an allegiance to his business. Because, not just because I work there, or part of my sweat of working there is there. It's important for me that brand succeeds. Till now. Though I do have a brand which is a competing brand, it is still important for me that brand succeeds because my time was spent there, my sweat was spent there, my prayer was spent there, the opportunity I got in life was given there. So it was important for me to ensure that I went back to him to say, listen, this is what they're saying, or this is what this guy is saying, this is what the job he wants to do, and blah, 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 blah. You get it? So what I'm saying is that at the end of the day, people are either ingrates or they're grateful. That's it. And they're littered all over the place. And there are people who want to run quick.
Yeah.
They are quick runners.
Run
right.
Yeah, every other person is slow. It's them that is fast.
You know,
please go. I think you have an idea.
I was going to talk about this point when we were talking about giving other names to diminish actually what it is. Some people just, you know, they just believe they need to be on the fast lane. Like, Bobo is smart, you know, he's street smart, he's this. You're always looking for the quick way to do things. And, you know, there are so many fine lines between these habits that you'll find out that the least or the best of us sometimes also exhibits this trait in very little things, right? I had a conversation with someone. See, me, the way I first of all identify such people, if I ever send you something and you have change and you don't give me my change back, you are marked.
Jesus!
Not because I need that money, but it says a lot about you. You are entitled. So I send you out, then, or I leave money somewhere, then I know the money is there.
I mean, we all used to fap our parents' money now, back then. I mean, but then it's stealing. We knew we were stealing. Stealing is stealing. We knew we were stealing, right? So I give you money. Help me buy XYZ. There's 200 naira back. Then you just give me my what I bought, and you believe that you should be paid for your trouble to go and you don't give me my change, or you have to wait for me to ask for that change. You're stealing.
You see, there's some attitudes there. There's some attitudes that cannot let you progress. There's some behaviors that will never let you progress. I used to have this driver. His money, any money that is in the car, I think is his. It's my money. You know, I realize that it's the owner of the money. And no change ever comes through. Nothing ever comes through. And someone says, why are you being petty? No, I'm not being petty. That's why I will never move to the next level.
Yeah.
Trust me. If you look around at people who have made it to the next level, it's either they have been loyal, studious, committed, and they got the opportunity to build their craft. Or some of them have been dubious. But you see, there's a reward for everything.
That's
I know
true.
Somebody that told me recently that there's nothing like karma. It doesn't happen. It's a lie. No, it doesn't exist.
He doesn't believe in karma.
You see? If you're not going to believe in karma, just don't have high hopes with life. Mm-hmm. Maybe karma will meet you. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe karma will meet you. So, I mean, just hopeless. Hope small.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yes. If you don't have plenty of hope.
Don't go. Just take it as it goes.
But yeah, I was having this conversation with somebody one day, and the person said to me that it's because of those people. It's because of people like that. Like a conversation about why wouldn't the person give me change? You know, and person felt, I mean, why are you being petty? Then the person's explanation to me was, it's because of people like that. That God gave people like you. I'm like, Mbam.
No,
I don't. Yeah,
that
thank
person,
you.
And we don't stand.
Sorry, no.
So,
it can't work.
I'm taking time to highlight different experiences that doesn't necessarily have to do with money. But, you know, in this world, we've kind of given it a different name and you feel you're smart. There was a guy who left a certain employment. He was working in media, actually, and left the place. And left with some of company's properties. Now, not serious company properties. You know how we try to give levels to the sins that we commit? So this guy, let's assume this guy was working with the editing team. And maybe the hard drive he normally uses to work. He should have left with the hard drive. You know?
Oh, wow.
And it got to a point where maybe they were looking for files and blah, blah, blah. And they were reaching out. And it got to a point he just stopped responding. And the conversation came up. And he thought, well, I mean, after all the work he has done there, he deserves that.
But you're bitter.
So you take what you think you're entitled to, because you're working in a place. You're entitled to certain things. You just pick it and you just move with it because you are smart. Or because, you're a sharp guy.
Oh, sure.
You know, it is what it is. One, you're entitled. Two, that entitlement has now led you to becoming a thief. Thief in life.
That's it.
You
don't
need
my brother that's talking about this thing.
No, that's the thing is, there's a lot of experiences.
If you will go far, right, like I said, don't have goals. if you don't want to do things the right way.
Expect
no,
the worst.
Just don't have goals. But you see, if you will go far, you would have to do a lot of things for posterity.
Absolutely.
And it includes every single thing. Let me give a very contrasting example. I mean this rapist things that's all over. The babe you are trying to rape, if you spend enough time,
she'll give you for free.
Hold drop,
You will get it, and you will get it well. You get, but you're there being a rapist, being a thief.
being entitled.
You're stealing,
you're stealing from her. You're stealing a flower. You're stealing from her. You're stealing a glory from
you're
her.
Stealing.
Nika just did not even classic now. Flower.
Because
flower.
But that's what it is.
That's what it is. The flower.
That's what it is. You stole it.
That's what it is.
You did.
I mean, that's stealing glory, honey from the that's the glory of the body. Oh, shit. I mean, that's what it is. So you're stealing that, but then each time you try to be quick.
Don't leave me.
Let's hear it.
Each time. So I give you an example. The people I've been in touch with, the much older people I've been in touch with, I've enjoyed immense favor from them.
And support from them.
Immense favor and support from them. Do you get? For instance, in many things. In fact, in places where they should have spoken against me, they have said the right things. So I said to people that sometimes your security is not with anyone. The more good you can do, I mean, I'm going to do as much good. But if you come for me, I will dodge you. I'll dodge you small. But if you if you're going to take me, I will take you. I don't have a choice.
You public come, service announcement.
I mean, it's what it is. But you see, the point is, before you get there, there is a long way. These people I've worked for, they have attested to my character. Now, I'm not saying I was a great guy. I hated them too then. I didn't like what some of them did. There was one I even resigned because I didn't even drop a resignation letter because I thought they were just giving me too much work. They want me to have a life. So I just disappeared and I just went home. Now, I've had some staff do that. And each time they do that, I remember what I did.
Wow. Karma just got in.
No, for real. I remember what I did. I remember that, could this be how this guy felt? But you see, understanding is a problem also. Could this be how he felt when I did that? But then, I also have met people have worked for me that are awesome. And these people I worked for, today, they don't even remember those bad things I did. The only thing they remember is good things that I did. Can you imagine? Some of them, I didn't work for them more than how many years? 3 years? 4 years? But the only memory they have in their life of the best stuff is me. Why? Do you get? But then, my point is that if you're going somewhere, you will gather everything till you get there. You will keep gathering everything. See, if you're going to be a shooting star, then it doesn't matter how you get there. It doesn't matter how you do this. It doesn't matter how you whatever. But then, if you're going to get there gradually, you will. Now, which goes back to giveaway culture. We often do not think we need to work any longer for what we need. Work is no longer glorified. When they say work is slow, double your hustle, blah blah blah. Believe in your hustle. Work is now slow. It's not enough. Jigger, we see an Otedola's daughter. You be wearing a Fendi.
You to your life.
Which to her, it's nothing.
It's the least.
Do you understand? But you want to do it. And I blame social media for a lot of things. And because people now begin to compare themselves to each other.
And now they have access to $10 every day.
Exactly. I have another example of another boss of mine who I didn't work for, but we did business with them. It was as good as I was working for them because it was my company working for. But then, one thing I always did was wherever I worked, I did everything with my whole heart. Now, the bad thing about me is if you don't want something to be done, don't give me. Because I will do it.
Yes, Ika will fight for your own idea.
Yes, you don't want. You have told me this is what you want to achieve. You have shared it to me. This is what you want to achieve. We die there till it's done.
Oh, yes. Got it.
Now, no. But that's it. Look at the comment you made. Oshie Gladiator. You get. If I wasn't of a strong mind, much younger, I've heard things like that, right? And I wasn't. Dissuaded. Some of the people have heard things like, oh, you're the one that is too do. At the place I was working, they said, oh, do you have a share in this company? So what's your problem? You know, I've seen staffs, I've come together and gathered together to plan against the company. When they are signing petition, when they come to me, I say, I'm sorry, I don't sign such things. I don't sign things like that. And you see, pedigree is part of it too. Where you're coming from is part of it. Because I'm coming from a home where we had businesses and we had people that worked, and I understood what it meant. I understood the days that probably there wasn't much and everybody still got paid. So you're coming to me to sign a petition because, I'm sorry, I don't do that. The other story I was telling you about the other person, I didn't work for him, but I business worked for him. And he had found himself in a situation where they said they wanted to give Yinka something. Right? You could have said, stupid boy. Don't give him. In fact, at the point where this was going on, these conversations were going on, me and him were fighting. Right? Technically fighting, because he had me do some stuff, and somehow he didn't like it, the outcome of it. He changed his mind about it. And this was some tangible thousands, you know, of money, you know, of course not Naira, which was, so he had a right to be angry. But then I had a right to stay on my point because, see, this is what you told me to do. Right? Now, this guy was in a place where somebody had asked him, what's up with that guy? And he still didn't say anything bad. Why?
Work ethics.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This same guy had taken a business to him and I told him, this person is my partner. And he told me, no, no, no. If this person is your partner, I'm not doing. I said, why? He said, because he cannot deliver. But if it's you, you can deliver. Think about it. So, we do no longer fancy or reckon with work. We want it quick. We want it now. Somebody walks into my office and says he wants a Mercedes something, something, something. And I'm wondering, okay, that's the car you want to drive. That's the next car you want to drive.
Impressive.
So how long are you willing to wait?
Yeah. How long? Maybe?
Can you fuel the car for a week? Do you get? I mean, because I have learned these things while I was working for people. Like, I realized when I stopped working there that there's a covering on my head that I didn't realize until I left. Yeah. That's when I realized that, I can't mention this name again. No one name dropping. I'm on my own.
You're no longer in car of.
So I'm on my own. Answer your father's name. Only. God help you if your father is nobody. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't even mention your father's name. Do you realize?
My name is just Yinka.
You know, there's something my mom used to say that's still stuck with you. That is still with me.
I can't remember what I did then. I think I got suspended from secondary school. So I went home and I guess she was just weak. She didn't know what to say.
Like, suspension.
Then I think she said something like, if you're not careful, with what you're doing and the decisions you're making, posterity will not forgive you. Oh. I didn't understand what it meant at the time, but I felt it was heavy.
Posterity.
You know when you say, posterity will not forgive you. And you know, from a Yoruba family, they'll keep telling you, "Rántí ọmọ ẹni tí ìwọ ṣe." Remember that you have a name to protect. Mm-hmm. That name gives you value. There was a day we're having a discussion, and you know, there's a Yoruba adage that says that if you're looking for what you eat on your way, if you meet honor, you turn back. What? How did they say it in Yoruba? You turn back. Like, but now iyi is nothing. Iyi is honor for people to value you or to respect you, to honor you. We think money is everything, but money actually is not everything. I mean, look at Hush Puppy. Money is not everything.
He has been hushed.
You know, money is not everything. We need to find our way back to that point where there was value, where we gave value to the things that we did.
I mean, there's people who value stuff. With all due respect, I was going to speak to
certain things. Like, so for example, in Nigeria today, you meet an average security person. Or you meet an average cleaner, or you meet an average mechanic or vulcanizer, and when you speak with them, you find regret. You find them speak from a place of regret, like, this is not what I wanted to be. This is where I found myself. You're having a conversation with them, and they easily, even our Nigerian police, they easily tell you, if not be say. You know, we need to get back to that point where. And that's why we're unable to actually perform our duties.
the right way if you understood your place. So the guy who's probably screwing the knot on a bridge, for example, if he understood that if he did not do that right,
the bridge right, will collapse.
In a couple of years, it will cost XYZ. So you understand the importance of that thing that you think is menial, right? If you understood that place, then you will honor and find value in that and be proud of what you're doing. We were watching a series on Netflix. I can't remember. One rich kid, I can't remember the name right now. One rich kid, Sha, was started dating their chauffeur, the black guy.
It was Dynasty.
Thank you, Dynasty. Do you know what struck me there? What struck me there was the pride with which that guy performed his duty. He didn't think he was anything less than the rich guy. Our parts are just different. Parts are just different per time. I'm doing what... And you cannot have him do just anything. He will tell you... At some point, he will tell you that I am doing my
job.
A lot of the monies that people spend in Nigeria are from people who work as drivers, as cooks, as cleaners, as mug washers in other countries.
Which we don't respect
that send
here.
People to
Carpenters
that send people, even when they're not making a lot of money. So for us here, it's about what it's, is it a...
Do you have a degree?
Yeah, is it a job that makes you feel...
White collar.
Yeah, you know. But then, these people...
I'm a neurosurgeon.
With pride. With pride, you do your job. You
with
earn
pride.
Your money.
Okay, so honestly. I can talk from experience on the part of a person who's been in... Who's worked in the kitchen before. Because when I was in uni, I actually did work in the kitchen. I started off as a kitchen staff before I became a floor staff. So working...
Progress.
One thing...
Now you're here as a presenter.
You know, so, look at God.
Aren't you funny? But
you will cook for us one day.
No. The place I used to work at was a shisha parlor as well. So it was working as shisha before going to working behind the bar to do drinks to then going to serving people. And one of the things I know was, at first when I started the job, I wasn't so happy about it.
As a Nigerian, though.
You know exactly as a Nigerian. But the thing was, there was someone in my workplace that made me realize I should be happy about where I am. He was also a Nigerian. He had been working at Pasha's for 3 years as a kitchen staff. And when I was talking to some of the other staff, I was asking them, why don't they promote him? And they said, well, the thing is, my boss was even the one that came and said, he was like, see, the thing is, the difference between you and him is that he's always boasting about what he had. Since you've been here, you've not made a comment about what you had or what you have. You've mostly been making comments about what you think can be done in the business. And that thought pattern made me realize that even as much as fine, yes, it's crazy that, I'm an Nigerian guy, in my house, I'm thinking about, in my house, I don't have to do this all the time. I realized that, yeah, fine. I'm doing this now because I have a reason why I'm doing this. This is what I need to do to work. I need the money because I need the money to pay rent. I need to pay rent because if I don't pay rent, I don't have a house. If I don't have a house, I'm going to be out in the cold. Mm. Plus, and my parents have paid school fees. It's rent and my clothing that is on me. So, you know, that kind of thought process made me realize that, I better find a way to enjoy what I'm doing, because at the end of the day, this is what I need to do something else. You know,
the Bible says something that whatever your hand finds to do,
do it well.
And the reason is, I also feel like people need to learn to abound and abase. Life is in seasons. You have rainy season, you have the dry season. It's not the day you plant a... Thank you. It's not the day you plant a seed that you get the harvest. There is time within that period. And I think this is a concept that people need to understand, that when you're doing something, you're doing it diligently, knowing that with an expectation that something is coming at the end. But people want to jump from seed time to harvest immediately in the same instance. And I think that is where the problem lies.
They want to harvest without
an idea of what kind of seed to even plant in the first place.
I think one of
the major problems that we have is, you gave an example of someone who probably needs data. You need data for what? Let's say you need data to get something that will reap something back. But you want me to pay for a lifestyle that you would live if you had all the money. No, you need to learn to abase. So normally when I'm okay, I would buy 5K data. But now I don't have a lot of money. There's nothing wrong with you buying 200K data. Or even if you got the gift of 200K data, understand that even you don't have that. And say thank you for that. But you know, there's the fear of what will people think. There's the fear of missing out that is everywhere now. There's a friend, hence keeping up with the Joneses. You don't have it. But you need to be seen that... Nobody should know that you don't have it. So you stay...
Lifestyle.
Exactly. This lifestyle. Well, culture. We've had staff. And you know, these things exhibit themselves in little ways. Now, the reason we're giving a lot of all these examples is it's easy to say, oh, those guys have sense of entitlement. But we all have ways that we exhibit these things that we don't know. You are earning 70K a month, for example. And you can't take a bus. You have to Uber every day. And I'm here wondering, how much do you spend on transportation every month? Now, you might not be stealing yet, but with the right motivation, you will steal. You will still steal because the path that you have chosen is the same way with the person who would not give you back their change, your change. With the right motivation, they will steal. It's like when Yoruba says, with the right motivation, you will kill. So it's usually a graduation. So once you've gotten to a point where you don't feel bad about this particular act anymore, then it's a time to move to the next point. You do it the first time, you feel bad about it. You don't see karma anywhere around the corner. Then it becomes the norm. It's just the way we've normalized this whole thing. You find people saying, you find people in celebrity pages actually yabbing the celebrities. So how much did you give? Didn't you see the video yesterday? And even from the path of the people also giving, it also puts pressure, right? There was one that was, okay, you see an artist, for example, and you think the guy is doing so well and you want to support and you just send him 10 million. That thing that you saw, is it actually worth that? As in, what message have you passed to that person? And there's also something about growth. I sat under the, I think it was Reverend Sam Adeyemi that was preaching that day, and he said something that, see, if you have not grown to a particular level, if your level is 10,000 naira, if you see 1 million, you will spend it till 10,000 naira before you start thinking, well, what to do with the money. You will waste that money till... your level. You need to grow. You need to build capacity. I'll stop with a story my mom told me once. It's a story of a bird hatching from an egg. It says, when a bird wants to hatch, you see the little, what do they call small birds?
Chick.
Yes, thank you. You see the chick struggling, you know, trying to get out of the shell, you know, trying to break the shell and all of that. So there was this farmer who just took pity on this little chick. Like, this wala is too much.
I remember that.
Why is this person suffering like this? And he broke, at least just to give space for this chick to come out. And the moment that chick came out, that chick lost the ability to fly forever. Because that process of struggling was building the muscles for the chick to be able to live purpose, which is to fly. But you know, sometimes when we help people, I don't know if you knew anybody who got double promotion. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're always taking first. When you first go to that next class, primary you'll be four. At the bottom. Yinka is a witness. He's one of them. You always take it first.
Maybe in primary three.
You always take it first, and I'll take you to primary five. You start at the bottom. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Like, it's because the levels are different. New levels, new demons, new... Even the maturity, you're probably not matured enough. Like they say, in directing school, right? You have to be 30 in some schools before you can say you want to be a director. Why? You need to have some level of experience first in life, some emotional maturity and all of that. There's so many things that we take for granted for now. If people would just learn to wait, I know that it's just time.
finish.
Okay, so Ati, you wanted to say something? Yeah.
So I want to speak to people understanding the giving culture. You know, this is giveaway, but there's something first, give. So, and I think mostly in this part of the world, Nigerians think that it's that rich and wealthy person.
Nigerians.
I mean, Nigerian, so
it's where you live now. It's where you live. People say that Americans are perfect. And we are.
No. I'm not saying anyone is perfect. But my point is, this part of the world, we think that it's only the rich and wealthy that's supposed to give. Whereas we ourselves are supposed to learn to give. And if we learn to give, that way we are able to understand the, like, how it feels when you give. Is it relief? Oh, this is what I sweat for, but I need to really help this person. Oh, do you get? There's this thing that we need to understand how to give. So, like, everybody's gone from the table. So it feels like...
No, not at all. Go on.
So, when we learn to give, like, now, I was reading something about a country that you can't enter...
One, two, three. We're not human beings.
No, I'm saying I wanted like everybody said, to.
Sorry, yeah, I missed that.
Everybody has left the table. So
like,
everybody's a person.
No, I missed that. I wanted everybody to be on the table to listen to.
And the rest of you are no people. I want the people. Large. We are the people.
That's not what I was insinuating. I was trying to say that I wished everybody was on the table rather. So, my apologies if it sounded another way. So, my point exactly, basically, is there was this country I was reading about where you cannot just enter a restaurant and think you can buy something for only yourself. So, you have to, like, walk in.
Wait, sorry, actually, I don't understand. With my own hard-earned money,
no, I enter. No, but it's not, no, let me finish my point. If this is not about your hard-earned money, this is about sharing.
Humanity.
If you're coming in to buy food, even if you don't know the next person, they will tell you, yeah, how much do you have? How much? Oh, yeah, all of you mad? You sit down together and eat from that, like, together. You don't say, I'm coming to buy from
that
myself.
That happens in the not a lot.
You rather, you just say, like, order your food and they'll bring it for you where you are. But once you go into a lot of their restaurants, you have to be in groups. They want you to understand that. If I don't have money, a lot of times, if you don't even have money, you walk in.
Social distancing.
No, like, do you understand what I'm saying?
They're just teasing you.
So this is, like, I walk into one of these restaurants and I don't have money to, like, get something. Another person can be like,
you always be fed.
And you eat. So I think we need to understand this whole giving thing, that it's not until I have big money till I can give.
But I would also like to say that giving is not, does not, let's stop, or let's not just put it to monetary. We give every day.
Yeah.
Yes, we give every day. We give our time. We give attention. We give every day. Sometimes it's emotional support. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you notice that somebody is just not right or well, and you give that time. You try to even... You can give from a distance without the person even knowing that you are giving them. So, it's not just about money. You know, let's not get to the... I think we're even already there. Like, everything is...
Money is about naira and kobo.
Everything now has a price. Everything now has a... There are so many things that are priceless. There are so many things that... Sometimes you give opportunities. Nika had an interview recently, and you know, there were some things that he said. Oh, no. It's his book. He's writing his book. And I read some of the stories, right? Like, trying to... And it struck me that, you know, every now and again, we need those people that will take chances on us.
So true.
Those are opportunities that help us realize...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether you succeeded at it or you failed at it. In fact, the fact that you had the opportunity to even try gives you the knowledge to know if this is a path you want to pursue or not. So we give in many ways. Every time we put it around money, it becomes... That in itself is pressure. For people who don't have money to give, there are so many other ways for them to give. When this whole Black Lives Matter thing started, I started seeing some posts that made sense, because some people began to make other people feel bad for not going out to the street to march. But there are so many ways where I can give my support. I don't have to be on the streets to march. Maybe
maybe my talent or maybe how I can help is by helping somebody else understand the perspective. Maybe, so we can, we just need to learn to be open, you know, open with everything that we have. Not be those people. Have you ever met people that hoard knowledge?
They hold everything.
Like, it's always a, it's almost as if the ideology or the way they live life is as if for every time they give, it looks as if they're they're going less.
Yeah.
And that's not it. We're usually stronger together when everybody puts into the, nobody is an island. Nobody, I mean, we're going to talk about this self-made matter later. Nobody is self-made.
It's the truth.
Nobody is self-made. That's not how the world was structured.
Yeah, I want to say something about what Bola said. Because there was this friend of mine that usually comes to my house while in school. She eats. Me, I'm not even the kind of person that would disturb you. Scatter very well. I would. So she would come to my house, eat and everything. But when it comes to, like, tangible things, she'd be like, you don't even have money to do this. There was even a day she made a statement when she said if something happens to her, she wouldn't even call me to help her. So one day something happened and she needed, like, something that I have. Mm-hmm. That was not money. That is something that I've acquired over time. So she didn't know how to call me or even ask. Forgetting that she had mentioned it maybe like 2 years ago that, Atio, when you're leaving, I want to collect this thing from you. And I remembered clearly. So all my friends that asked for that thing, I said, I'm not giving you. Somebody already wants this. But I was waiting for her to just say, oh, Atio, I know that you can remember. Or even if you can remember, I want to collect this thing for you. But she was feeling too big to talk, to even say, because she felt I didn't buy it. Or maybe all her bad behaviors were haunting her because she has this behavior. If you don't have money, but when you have money, she's always around you, flocking around you.
You know that?
So she's always flocking around you. She would behave well. The moment the money, she just switches straight. So I think a lot of people need to calm down and understand what is going on with them. And what is going on around them. And everything is not money, like you said, time. It took a while for me to, like my best friend is someone that she likes to gain from you, like, in any way, whichever way. Then she started to understand that gaining from you does not necessarily mean money. Mm. Or it's time, a lot of things. And I think I've invested my time in some people that, even if nothing is wrong with me, I just call them, let me just help you out. Mm. So there's a lot of ways that we can help each other.
Thank you. That's very insightful. So, guys, do you have any last words on this topic? I'll start with Nana.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
She was quiet. All right. So, what I'll just say is I feel like everybody should just realize that you should be content with whatever you have. And going back to your parents, right? Because I know my mom, growing up, she would give us that, I don't collect it. But, you know, there are some aunties that will be like, just let them take it. Mm-hmm. And we'll take it. But immediately we get to the house, hand it over, she's going to go and give it out to somebody else. That's how my mom is. We had Muslim neighbors back then. So when it was time for Ileya, they prepare rice. And we would be at home saying, oh my God, goat's meat, ram. And my mom would say, oh, thank you very much, thank you very much. She packs it. What she puts on the dining table, she'll call all of us, say, if I see you close to this dining table, I will punish all of you. And she'll carry the food and go and give it out. So that was her just letting us know that there are things that you can see.
But you can't
have to have everything.
Mm-hmm. You understand? You won't have access to it at all. So growing up, we had that whole mentality that, these things, there are things that you want, but you can't just get them at that point in time. You just have to wait for you to. I made a statement one day. I remember when growing up, they'll give children soft drink, but they're going to be taking malt for the adults. I mean, I'm like, I want this malt. I want this malt.
Only for adults.
I see. So I remember when I got my first pay, I went to go and buy malt. I said, yes, I've arrived. Yes, I've arrived. I bought myself this malt. And after that, I was like,
so what's inside
it? What's inside it now? Where was I looking for? So I just be like, every time you get to the stage where something you want, you get it, and you realize that I was just making a big deal about it back then.
Thank you for that insight, Bola.
Last words. I've said a lot. Words of wisdom. Like, I've said it. But, you know, this is something I feel very...
Passionate about,
yeah. So, I don't know. See, eh? First, learn to be content. And you won't die. We will all die one day. But you won't die if you don't have certain things.
Exactly.
And we also need to learn to build our own lane so that we're not struggling with other people. You know, there's a Yoruba adage that says, "Eti oba mo bi tegbe eti nla." O ma sare ku.
Yeah.
What that means? What that means is, if you don't know how your friends or your mates are succeeding, you just keep running the race.
Yeah, rat race.
You keep running the race. I remember there was one time where I discovered where they sell designer things, original, in Lagos Island. I'm a yay, Jesus Christ! What? Designer belt, sunglasses, wristwatches, this, that, killed them. So, you now realize that from that day, anytime I go to the mall and I see all those wristwatch places, I swear to God, you can't tell the difference.
Wow.
Then someone told me about a place in China where they sell, there are classes to replica,
mm-hmm.
right? So there are some places in China where they sell the replica.
Grade A.
As in the, it's the major replica. Like, you can't, the original of the fake. You can't tell the difference. As in, even the designer.
Cannot tell the difference.
And you know why? Because these are the people that are actually manufacturing
it, yeah.
the original. So it's actually original. It's just that the money is not going to the owner, but it's the original. So now imagine someone who lives on that and is coming to pepper you. And you don't know where they buy that, but you will go to the place where the price tag is in plenty zeros. How do you want to survive? And that's just an example. There are so many people who have support in ways that you probably don't. I mean, Yinka alluded to Grace earlier, like when he was talking about when I said I don't have the ori, that I don't have the ori for not just giveaway, for lottery. I have an aunt, if she plays lottery, she will win. It's her talent. Now, people have, you need to find your own grace. For some people, you need to work hard. For some people, they just need to be at the right place at the right time. They will always find favor. Just find your path. Everybody's paths are different. And you don't need to... I don't need to be chasing to be like Atioma. No. And I can never... The point is, I can never be like Atioma. I will always be an Atioma wannabe. That's so true. I need to find my own path. And in that your own path, there will be beauty that people will appreciate. Now, maybe not the world. We're not called... Everybody is not called to be a celebrity. Mm. Now, everybody is also not called for the world to celebrate them. Some people, your celebration might just peak in a family circle. But you should understand and appreciate that grace and utilize it per that time. Because there were some people that the whole world celebrated at some point. Now, they are dragging their statues into the water now. That time has passed. In another 10, 20, 30, 50 years, they will mention those names and nobody will know them. So, what's the race? Imagine people that have killed people to buy Ondahala, that did money ritual. Who wants to own a Ondahala now? Tell me. Just putting these things to perspective. Those things that we're chasing. You know, you've sold your body, you've betrayed a friend, you've betrayed your family, you've betrayed someone just to get iPhone 6.
Jesus Christ.
Now there is iPhone now, X and above.
And I mean, you know, so these things that we need to learn what really matters. Some people don't mind closing bridges or shutting doors on relationships and friendships just to gain something transient for things that will perish, for things that thief can just come to your house and steal it. Or imagine how people nearly almost die when their phones fall down.
Heart attack.
I see someone like who's earning 100k and you are using an iPhone X. There's a problem. You if you are not stealing yet, you will steal.
That's what I feel like I'm not in that because if my phone falls down, I just say, hey, you fell down.
You are working in a place.
No, honestly.
You are the owner of the place. Two people are both driving the same class.
I get it.
Think calm. You know, there's something about growing up, there are some, and these are things that our parents kind of taught us. There are some type of gifts you don't bring home.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Where do I want to take it to? How?
Yeah, leaving face to face when I bring a Mercedes Benz.
How do you want to explain the gift?
You can't get a gift. In my house, you can't get a gift that your parents cannot afford to get you. No, you can't live above their means. Oh, le fun oni ataka.
Except you are working.
You will not put them under pressure. Even if you are working. Mm-hmm. Eh? As long as they still have that, recently in December, this is a very funny story. December 2019, my dad was at our house in Lagos. And I think at some point, you know, it was towards Christmas and all that. As old as we are, we have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old. So I think we went to maybe the games or more. We just bought things and there were so many nylons in the car. So when we got home, my dad was outside in the compound. He wanted to take a walk around the estate. He just palmed like, daddy, kill a shitter, you know, this, that. So daddy now said he was taking a walk and walked around the estate. He kind of just looked like, let's quickly pack this thing. At this age, we made a joke about it later that I can't believe that at this age, the moment I saw Popsy, I was like, shit. As in, no, Popsy can't see that. We just bought all of these things now. Now, it still stays, it's still with us till now. So tell me, how is it going to be? I can't just take a random, it's somewhere at the back of my mind. So the question now is, how are you raised? Are you deciding to forget how you're raised or you weren't raised right? Or what? I think we just need to slow down and understand that it's just a matter of time. Ojudelo Kwesi. What that means is time flies. Before you know it now, 5 years has climbed and there's water under the bridge. So if you just take your time, that thing that you're pushing now, if you would continue to push, it will become, and you become the envy. Mo Abudu said something one day and said, you see me carrying designer bags and you forget how old she is. How do you want to compete with a woman that has worked all these years? If you read her CV, you realize that she has put in some work. Now you are a babe in the same industry, and Mo is the person you want to be competing with. There's something wrong with your head.
I'm wrong.
You know. Finish again.
Thank you.
Okay, so. This is me carrying all the proverbs that Bola just finished talking.
The words of wisdom.
The proverbs.
Yeah, carry it.
So, like, what words of wisdom do you want to
say? Like Bola said to that, she said a lot. She doesn't have much to say. And we spend the next 15 minutes listening to what she had to say. She also doesn't have much to say.
30 minutes?
About 1.5 or 5 minutes. Wow. So, I think a lot of people believe there's so much free money out there.
Mm.
And they want to have part of it. That's also one of the problems I see majorly. Perhaps money from politics or something, or money from maybe Yahoo or whatever it is or something. People believe that there's so much money out there. And it's almost becoming a situation that if you do not, if you have any money, it's got to be not clean money.
Oh, wow.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, it has to be not clean, you know, and there's so much of that money out there and people believe that, oh, I need to get part of mine. And, you know, that sense of, I can just wake up and somebody just gives something to you and you become big, you know. So sometimes you look at people who seem to have something and you don't know where they're coming from.
just as Bola was saying, and I think one of the problems also is that some of the people who have stuff, you know, are not telling their stories enough. So there's not much to read about. So you hear something that the question
or motivational speakers.
Yes, you hear something about. I think one of the richest women in Nigeria said that time. She said, "How did you make it?" She said, "God." You know, and you see the problem also is there, because each time you allow this negative side to prevail, you rob young people of what they need. Motivation, you need it in your life. You can hardly achieve anything without motivation. And you know what? Because they've robbed you of that, and it's now seen as motivation, you don't now take on the motivation, you now achieve less. So the bandwagon mentality has to also, you know, be kicked out. Motivation is necessary. You cannot achieve without being motivated. No matter how much you have, no matter how much opportunities you're given, if you're not motivated from inside, you can't achieve anything. You know. So look at the concept also of billionaires. Everybody calls themselves a billionaire now. Everything is billionaire. That should just tell you how much the value of money has come down. Do you know what a billion is?
Nine zeros.
A million times. Do you know what a billion is? Do you know how much if you had 20 million naira, do you know how much of your life that would turn around?
The entire. So
there's no longer respect for money. There's no respect for income, hard-earned income. Everything
wants to be a millionaire.
Yeah. Now, you know, if you say millionaire, people will not respect you now. Yeah. You
say,
millionaire.
Is he not just one millionaire?
Yeah.
Someone that's never seen 100K before.
In your life.
Do you remember the conversation in the car? It's just 2.8 million.
Yeah. I know if I had it, I would have bought the vodka. I was like, okay, boo.
You get. You know, so I think it's respect for what we're doing. And respect for yourself and your, you know, all of this arrest and everything around is also a good testament to show that, listen, you can't keep doing that. Mm. I mean, how many countries in the world do you see G-Wagons on every street?
Two.
Lagos.
No, two.
Dubai. Abuja.
And Lagos.
It's G-Wagon. Not that plenty.
You don't see G-Wagons.
It's not that plenty.
Abuja is everywhere.
It's not even a necessity, it's not something they need in other countries.
So if you look at, I mean, it's, you see, if you like cars, I like cars. I like the idea of cars. I'm like a petrol head, if you call it that.
Yeah.
But that's a different thing. I mean, but there's this whole craze about
buying
power,
luxury cars.
You know, like in Abuja, it's a Land Cruiser and a Hilux in front.
Mm-hmm.
In Lagos now, it's becoming it too.
Bugatti.
The Hilux in front, Bugatti or Range Rover at the back. It's that, you know.
Everybody
just feels like, but when I got heat money, you know, that guy just hits. But you don't know where it's coming from. So I think one of the problems is whoever has made any little success, they need to start talking about their stories.
True.
We need to read. You need to read what's where. We want to read where you're coming from.
Where you started from.
Yeah, we want to read it. We want to see who you are.
Let's know the truth.
Everybody has a story.
Everybody has a story, and every story and every dream is valid.
True.
Mm-hmm. When we started the ushering job, wearing heels for 12 hours.
That experience talking.
No, that gave 7,000 naira. No, 7,000 naira.
Laju, give us a word of wisdom.
Don't leave us.
So I'm definitely going to say that. Number one, I agree with Yinka on the idea that for those who have been successful, you actually need to give people like a little backstory on how you became who you are. Because he's right, you do need motivation. You know, a lot of us are not motivated to want to go the proper way when it comes to, you know, earning. Everybody's looking for the quick grab. And yeah, fine. Sometimes if you feel like you might be lucky with something, build on that. That's the same thing. I mean, similar to what I said before, sometimes you need to build on the things you have, you know? I will go back to the simplest things I have. I know that I have my music. I know that I'm also a presenter. I build on the things I have. Because in the long run, who knows where it's going? Who knows what can happen? I mean, come on. I started working in the kitchen, for God's sakes. And I'm now on TV. It's not it's something I can tell
such
anybody.
Such a story,
any day.
Though.
Static on the bottom now.
You know, and anyone who sees me now is going probably going to think, this one has been. You were not there when I was earning, when I was literally scrubbing plates and shisha bongs from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning. You didn't see that. You don't know that. But that is part of my foundation. That is something I've grown up with. It's what's built my need to work hard to be where I am. As much as I can struggle and stress and say I'm stressed, at the end of the day, I will still put my work in. Because why? Because I know that this is what I'm looking at. This is my goal and I'm going to reach it. And after when I reach that goal, there's another goal after that. Constantly be... One of the things my mom always told me and people have put on online as well is the version of yourself you see today, tomorrow, beat that version. Be better than the best version of yourself every time. Never see, this time I put in ABC amount of work. I'll do it. Sometimes look for the ABC, add DEF if you can. Beat yourself every day. Always strive for the best and be better than the best. And you, who knows, if you do that, everything will work out for you in some way. It's a case of time.
Thank you, Adu.
Ati.
Yay!
So I would just say, we've got times and seasons. I think I was singing that song the other day. We've got times and seasons in your life. So, times and seasons, meaning that there's time for everything and there's a season for everything. And I was recently reading about older people, and it always strikes me when I see maybe someone of 50, I just finished building my house and they're excited. And I'm like, what's the rush, Seth, to even be excited to get these things? Like, just take your time, work hard, and see how it goes. Because you can't, every day is not always going to be laugh. Because I have a house does not mean I'm going to start laughing. It's just like the idea of... It's just like the idea of being married and they say everything is settled. It's not like that. I can remember my dad telling me one day that I'd rather drive a Mercedes-Benz, which he used to drive before, than have a house and have a Jeep parked outside and I can't eat well. Because food is very important to my father. You must eat well, you must drink well. So, just everyone should just remember and know that there's time for everything and there's always a season. Because if you are trying to do, I want to be this person, if this person sees you as a dustbin, even if you have a Lamborghini in your compound, you will still be a dustbin. So just be yourself and know that everything will be fine.
Wisdom, don't leave us.
Well, there you have it. Thank you for listening in to Giveaway Culture. I think in the end, it's very important to understand that when you give value, you will also get value in return. Money is a result of value, and you shouldn't be expectant of money or value if you don't put in the work. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for listening to Central Radio. My name is Tom Banjo, and you had Nancy Bola on the radio.
Yay!
Oh, and Ati. Thank you very much. Bye. Tune in next time.
Don't leave me.
Bye.